Just first in Matthew chapter
5.
And then in Acts chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 5, this is part of one of the greatest teachings in the world. It's got three chapters here in Matthew. Chapter 5 is about righteousness. Chapter 6 is about prayer. And chapter 7 is about knowing you have a place in heaven. So chapter 5 is very, very important. It's about righteousness. I'm just going to read one verse and then we're going to look at Acts chapter 10. In Matthew chapter 5 it says this.
Matthew 5, what's the verse?
Verse 21 and 22.
21 to 22, remaining ang man. Tusak si magasi inui, ukaw jaw si marong mata. Piyarilutit inoktuk sa ngayatid. Piyarilunilu inoktuk ikatuming mortaw ni ako. Manalu kautivasi. Katangutiminyut ningatuk ikatuming mortaw ni ako. Katangutiminyut li ukatuk. Atutik sa kangitiyatutit. Taan na jutit ikatuming juang inoktaw ni ako. Katangutiminyut lu. Isuk sa ngayayok. Taan na ikumakzuamu pititak sa ubok.
Now in these verses, Jesus is really explaining the Ten Commandments. And he explains here that really murder is not just something you people do with their hands, it's something they do when they think something in their hearts. He says if you've been angry with somebody, really you've killed them in your heart. Later on he said that if a man looks on a woman to lust after her, he's committed adultery in his heart. Now these are very shocking verses. And they teach us that there is a murderer, an adulterer, a liar in every one of us. And really, when we look at the teaching of Jesus, it should shock us. There are two great teachers in life. One is the Word of God. And the other is experience. If we don't listen to the first, we will have to listen to the second. If we will not listen to what God's word says, life will teach us the same lesson. There was a Bible teacher in Australia. He wrote many books. He said that when he was a young man, he was a Christian. He read his Bible, he prayed, he went to church. But then came the Second World War. He went as a soldier to fight for England. And he was taken prisoner by the Japanese. And the Japanese treated the prisoners very badly. And they didn't feed them food on plates. They just poured the food on the ground and let the prisoners fight for it. There was not enough food for all the prisoners. And when they poured the food on the ground, all the prisoners became like pigs. And they all jumped on the ground and began to fight for the food and push each other aside, eating the food from the ground like pigs. But the biggest shock to this man, he could not stop himself behaving like all the other prisoners. And the teaching of Jesus teaches us that we are all sinners. There are educated sinners. There are uneducated sinners. There are church-going sinners and there are non-church-going sinners. And there are all kinds of sinners. You can be baptized as a sinner, you're still a sinner. Baptism in water doesn't change your character. Some people even get confirmed, but that just confirms them as sinners. Nothing that we do at church can change our nature. But there is something God can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. God can change our character. But you see, the first thing is to realize we need a change of character. If I said I have with me some tablets that will cure a terrible disease called yellow fever, you would say, oh, praise God, I don't have yellow fever. I tell you, each tablet costs $10,000. You say, praise God, I don't have yellow fever. If I say you need 100 tablets to get cured, you'll say, praise God, 100 times I don't have yellow fever. Oh, but if I then describe the symptoms, if I say, if you've got black hair, you've got yellow fever, you're all right, don't worry. You've got black hair, you've got yellow fever. You need to buy 100 tablets off from me. You need to buy 100 tablets from me. But you say, I haven't got $1 million to buy 100 tablets.
million nikina yakang in the tea, you got to have a tixatini.
Because 100 times 10,000 is $1 million.
Dan Hanano, you tell your dress a cardinal, you got to have $1 million, massacre young man.
If I said to you, I sold my house in England, I've got $1 million for every one of you. Don't worry, I'll buy them for you.
Time a real cottage, but you eat long ago near what you long ago, $1 million, and you never say your number.
Oh, then you are so grateful to me. But you see, the truth is, we have a problem in our hearts. And the cure is very expensive. It's so expensive, no human being can pay it. But the good news is Christ has paid the price. And the problem of the human heart is sin. It is the disease of the human heart. In Acts chapter
10,
we read about a man named Cornelius. He was a great sinner. He was an Italian. Don't worry, not all Italians are great sinners. This man actually was a good man. In verse 2 it says, Wow, this was a very, very good man. He gave money, he prayed all the time. And then also in verse 3, he also saw an angel. Has anybody here seen an angel? Nobody has seen an angel? Wonderful. You've seen an angel. That's good. A lot of people have seen angels. I've never seen an angel. But you don't need to see an angel to be saved. Praise God. But people do see angels. This man saw an angel. God sent this angel that he might hear a message. This is what the angel said to him. It says in verse, in chapter 11.
Chapter 11, me?
Verse 14. Verse 13 and 14.
So
this man, with all his prayers, all his giving, he needed to hear the message how he could be saved. The angel said, Peter will tell you words by which you can be saved. So we need to know these words of Peter. What did Peter say? Well, here we've got this man Cornelius, who God sent an angel to tell him to send for Peter.
Well,
Cornelius was seeing the angel. Peter was having a vision. He had a very strange vision. Look in chapter 10.
Chapter 10, me?
In verse 11, down to verse 14.
Ile pemi 14 mi mailing lang man. Takudno ni loki lang mi ikpak to mi. Tabang aluno namo ni mi titaw yung kapo ang iyumi. Tisamani tirikuring mi. Tanaro ilo rekarlo ni umayunik kanwito to inang nikpisuk to ni pangok to ni gluting mi aniglo. Nipimilo uko jowo. Pitrusi makilutit tukutilirin nirilutilo. Pitrusi likiwo. Atanil, tayamay unang nilanga. Nirilaw sa mangin nama upiriyatin ni salumaito ni raktaw yunik na kunakto niglo.
Chapter 10 verse, that was chapter 10, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. Are you okay? Yeah, chapter 10, that's right. So he saw a vision of a big sheet let down. And in the sheet was all kinds of horrible food. It wasn't good food. It was food you wouldn't want to eat. I don't know what foods you don't like up here in the Arctic. But there were some funny things in there. There were snakes in there. There were pigs in there. Do you like pigs? Do you like pork meat? You like it a bit. Vicky loves it. She loves pork.
But
for Jews, they couldn't eat pork.
And there
were snakes, there were cockroaches in there. You wouldn't like to eat soup of cockroaches, would you? Grasshoppers. Do you have grasshoppers here? You don't have grasshoppers. Vicky's eaten grasshoppers. Yes, scorpions. Scorpion. What is it? What's the
scorpion?
Scorpion.
I'm describing scorpion.
Scorpions. I've eaten scorpions. In China.
China,
they gave me scorpions to eat. And I've eaten snakes. Monkey, I've eaten monkey. I've eaten rats. We've eaten rats in. Do you eat rats? Mice, all this horrible food. Gorilla. Vicky likes insects. So he looked into this terrible animals and all these horrible creatures he saw in this sheet. And God said, "Now, Peter, get up and eat what you see." Peter said, "No, no, I'm not eating that." Why not? It's so dirty, it's horrible. That's bad stuff, it's horrible.
No,
when you look at the Old Testament rules on what you could eat and what you could not eat. You couldn't eat cats and dogs. And cats are wild animals, they will scratch. In Africa they eat cats. Many pastors I knew, you'd keep dogs, they would keep dogs to eat them. Dogs are dirty animals, they just don't, they will eat anything. Dogs will vomit and then eat their vomit. It says that in the Bible. The Bible speaks of pigs that will wallow in their mud. When you read the Bible, you understand why these animals are not very nice. But why did God tell him to eat these animals. It's because God was going to do a great miracle. And really he was saying, I am going to change people who are normally so horrible they're going to become your friends. You're going to enjoy being with them. Who is the people he's talking about?
Cornelius.
You see, God was saying, Cornelius is like my Australian friend. He was a churchgoer, but in his heart, he was like a pig. In his heart, he was unclean. God said, I am going to make those unclean people, I'm going to make them clean. You see, what Peter saw when he looked at that group of animals, he saw the hearts of men. He saw the hearts of people. People who had terrible things in their heart, anger, lust. These things were in their hearts. They won't make them like wild animals. And God said, now, Peter, you go and you talk to them. I'm going to make them your friends. The Bible says Peter wouldn't believe it. Until God did it three times. You know, when we were in Cameroon, in Africa, we had real trouble when we were in Africa. And there was one man who was had been a terrorist. He wasn't as bad as Osama bin Laden. He had smuggled guns for terrorists in Cameroon.
In
1971, they killed 13 missionaries just 50 kilometers from where we lived. This man was a terrorist. He sold guns to the terrorists. Secretly, he smuggled guns for them. He was sent to prison. And on two occasions, he tried to kill us. We were in Cameroon, he tried to kill us twice. And God stopped him. And you know, but I didn't know that God was speaking to his heart. His son became a Christian. Came to our church. And his son died very young. Very clever boy, was only 20 years old when he died. And after he had died, his father found his notebook.
And
read in that notebook how God had changed his son's heart. That man was a hard, cruel man. God touched his heart. And there came the day when that man knelt down and asked Jesus Christ to change his heart and give him a new heart. And that man and I became close friends like that. We ate together. We talk together. We pray together. We enjoyed each other's friendship. We were opposites. Like two cats fighting. Like a cat and a dog. He was a dog, I was a cat. Do you know dogs and cats aren't friends? But God changed me, my, and gave me a new heart. Then God changed him and gave him a new heart. We became friends. We enjoyed our friendship together. And if God had showed me in a vision, go and be friends with that terrorist, I would say, no, Lord, I don't make friends with terrorists. But God was showing me, don't call him a terrorist. I'm going to make him a true man of God.
Now,
some of you have friends, relatives, who are far from the kingdom of God. In your mind now, imagine them in Christ. Think of them praying here in our midst. Think of them as your closest friends that you can pray with. Believe that God can give them to you. Amen. Well, that's what God was saying to Peter. And so he was telling as many lessons. There are some people, they come to church, but they don't seem to belong. Some people come to church, but they don't want to talk to people. They don't want to share their lives. Or they need a new heart. Some people come to church, they're looking for God. We had one man in our village. He used to go every day to church. Sit in an empty church and cry, looking for God. Where are you, Lord? And the Bible says, if you seek, you will find. Amen. You will find God. Ask God. God will answer you. God is a real God. He answers the prayers of people. You talk to him, he answers. Cornelius, he was a religious man. He prayed, he gave money, he prayed. But in his heart, he was still like this animal, like this pig. God showed Peter that Cornelius had a double life. Outwardly he was this, but inwardly he was like a wild animal. No, it is normal. Most of us, when we begin our lives, we learn to have a double life. Why do we have a double life? Because we want to try and be good. But we know in our hearts that we're not. There are some people who don't live a double life, they're just bad. Oh, but this man Cornelius, he had double life. He was outwardly he was good, but inwardly he was like a
pig.
And so God said to Peter, go and preach. And then in verse 34 we read what Peter preached.
Famous verses and safety for me.
And you can read from verse 34. Read from verse 34 to 43.
34
to 44.
Peter Rusi Okatlang Ninga. Peter Rusi Okasibo. Man Tukisibunga, Kuti Elaine Nasiung Ilman. Tamam made the Inuit at the Gitim Magit. Tasaming a pigusit theatre, Nara would do Pinaswatu, Narian Nituina, Eno Katigini, Pisimagarok Pata. Go to Ilariok Pay. Cow Yimagasi, Okaus of the Locking in the Israel Mulu, Azurak to Indian, Okausi to Solomon Octu, Saint Mark to Town Octu, Jesus Christ to Sikutamayo at a new humor. Cow Yimavasilo, Pigang New Rock to meet Judy Munutamanion, Garilia Mipigardoni, Joanna Sil, Vakta Sinan Migot, either of two Judy Gayang at a king on Ningago. Jesus Naxaretti Mio, good to Cooper Loktanga, Anamnum meet John Natumi, Pion Namnam Miglo. Tanaro Namutu Nak Alcatero Pio Unit Pinyardoni. In your Sidoni, Lusatan, Semusara, Semajuni, good to. Ila gila umago. Uba gudu tagwa takuropu utamakku ni ngatamanyi pinyerok tanginyi. Jutit nyo nanginyi curu saramilu. Tanna takuropa, takuropa kikiatu luguru sanni ngayuringmu. Guti uli makikilopa urdu pingayuan ni sakiti luguru. Inyungnu tamanyu ngito. Uwatin nyo li guti uli kwaksimayangin nyo narunaksi yuksyanu. Nika katigilok po po, ina katigiluguro to kung ayaw rin makisimalak tiligo. Tapos yung mapikulok po atigot inyong ning ayaw sa kundota narunas sa iyo taro tamaw na gutiw at katuyik sa ngok ti simaya nga inyo yun to kung ayaw rin. Gutiw ukakta po ti viningit tamang ni tapos yung mga narunas sa iyo ukaklutin. Tapos yung mga upaktor ayaw ningin isimagayong nervyo ng mga
this is what he preached. He preached who Jesus is. And the first thing he said is in verse 36, he said, He is Lord of all. He is your Lord. He's like, you are renting a house and the owner lives in Ottawa and he's going to come back one day and look at that, take the house back. He's going to come and inspect what you've done to his house. Jesus isn't going to just look at your body and your mind, what you've done with your body and mind.
He's
going to look what you did with your family. With your time. With your friends. With what you did, with what God gave you. Because Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
Jesus Christ is at the name of the man.
He owns everything. Even the air you're breathing belongs to him. Everything you have belongs to him. He is Lord of all. Then the second thing he said about him is in verse 38. Jesus had power. He did good. Healed people who were oppressed by the devil. That wherever Jesus went, he broke the power of Satan. That wherever Jesus came, he could look at somebody who was his life had darkness, and he could drive out the darkness. Jesus healed mad people. He healed sick people. He changed selfish people. He broke habits of a lifetime. He made prostitutes become like virgins again. He made thieves become honest men. He made liars speak the truth. Wherever Jesus came, he could change the direction of anybody's life.
Jesus in
Jesus went about healing everybody who was oppressed and deceived by Satan. And when people follow Satan, they get misery, they get shame, they get guilt.
But
when Jesus comes, they get forgiveness, they get guilt, they get joy. They get an explosion of joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. He said everywhere Jesus went, he broke the power of Satan. And then the third thing he said about Jesus, they killed him. The people killed him. He was crucified. In verse 39, the Jews killed him, they crucified him. This amazing fact that this wonderful Jesus Christ died a terrible death. He died the death of a criminal. He died the death of a liar, a murderer, the death of a swindler, a cheat.
It
was a shameful death. The death that people of someone despised. And then Peter explained that he did this because he died in your place and my place. That Jesus did not die because he was a criminal.
Jesus
He died because we were criminals. He died because of our secret sins. He died because of our double life. He died because Cornelius in his heart had the nature of a spiritually of a pig. And then he said the fourth thing, he said, God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus was not buried by shame and guilt. He was risen from the dead. You see, the human heart is like a tree trying to grow with a heavy stone on it.
Our
life is twisted, trying to grow around a stone that is on our lives. That stone is our sin. Sometimes it's the sin of others. You know that the King of England in
1920.
I didn't know this until recently. The King of England, when he was a boy, didn't get any love from his parents. His mother was a hard woman who never smiled. She never cuddled that baby boy. She gave the baby to maids, to nannies. The nanny hated that boy. Pinched him to make him cry. And punished him by not giving him food. When that baby grew up, when he was about 5 years old, he couldn't speak normally. He couldn't speak. He couldn't get word because he was so frightened. He had a heavy stone on his life. And every one of us has a stone on our lives. Sometimes from parents who didn't love us. Sometimes from somebody at school who bullied us. Sometimes our own guilt, our own shame. Sometimes we are the bully who hurts another person. But your sin and the sin of others are like heavy stones on our lives. When Christ died, he was buried under that stone. And when he was raised from the dead, he rolled the stone away. He rolled the stone away from your life. So you can begin again, you can have life again today, you can have new life. There is a promise that God will take away the stone from your life. This wonderful person, Lord of all, who did good, he was crucified for our sin. He was raised from the dead to take away the heavy stone of our sin. He rose from the dead. And then in verse 42 it says this.
42,
this is the fifth thing he said. He commanded us to preach and tell everybody that he is the judge of the whole earth. Look at these things. Wonderful Jesus. He died for us. He rose again, but he will also be our judge. And he has the right to judge us. Because he died for us, because he rose again. Because he loved us, he has the right to judge us. Because he has done everything to heal you, he has the right to judge you if you reject him. The same Savior Jesus Christ has the right to judge us if we reject him. And Jesus Christ will judge the human race. Everyone, every member of the human race will be judged by Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ,
but then we come to the last thing Peter said. Verse 43. All the prophets give witness that through his name,
Jesus,
whoever believes in Jesus shall have forgiveness of sins. By the name of Jesus, every sin you ever committed can be totally, 100% cancelled.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Jesus, you are
Glory.
God only asks of you one thing. God only asks one thing. Put your trust in Jesus and your sin is cancelled. This is the most wonderful news. And as soon as Peter said this, Cornelius was a man hungry for God. He prayed, he went to church, not because he had found God, but because he wanted God. Now he was sitting on the edge of his seat. Tell me more! Tell me more! When he heard these six wonderful things about Jesus, when he heard the last one, whoever, anybody who believes in Jesus can have immediate forgiveness of sins. In his heart, Cornelius said, "Yes, me, I believe." And God poured out his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins and the influence of the Holy
Spirit.
Forgiveness of sins is like a door opening. And through the door comes the Holy Spirit to change the nature of our heart from a pig to someone like Jesus.
I can't change myself,
but Jesus can change me. And Cornelius was filled with the Holy Spirit. All we have to do is put our trust in Jesus Christ. He gives us the forgiveness of sins. The Holy Spirit is flowing through that open door. Changing our character, changing our nature. Blessed is the man, the woman who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, where are you tonight? Tonight is an opportunity for you to open that door. To believe freely in Jesus like Cornelius. Even if you've been walking with Jesus many years, you can push the door wide open tonight. But even if it's the first time you ever believed in him, tonight the door is open for you
too.
The same Jesus is generous and free to pour out on us his grace if we believe in him. Hallelujah. Well, it's time for us to pray. Let's pray, shall we? Hallelujah. Let's pray. And I'm going to pray that that door will open wide over your soul. I'm going to pray for everyone in this room. I believe you're asking Jesus to give you this grace tonight. You're his people because you believe in him. Trust in him, believe in him now. Let's pray. Father, you see every heart. Some have struggled with secret sin. With a character they hate. With things in their life they hate. They cover them up, but they long to be better. Their own conscience accuses them and crushes them. Heavy stones have come in many lives. Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ,
right now I ask you, roll away the stone out of every life. Take away that stone. Your sins are forgiven you in Jesus' name. The sins that have been committed against you are broken in Jesus' name. God give you joy right now. Joy of the sins forgiven. Joy of the Holy Spirit. Joy of the presence of God. God loves you. God is gracious to you. Christ died for you. And the door is open for you. The Holy Spirit is flowing through. Let your little faith become a great flood of faith.
Let
your heart be filled with faith. Your little joy become a flood of joy. Rejoice in your salvation. Because you trust in Christ, you will never die. You will live forever with God. You have eternal life because you trust in Christ. Rejoice, rejoice. And believe in the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. We receive the flood of forgiveness and the Holy Spirit that comes from your hands to fill us and change us. Thank you, Jesus. We receive, we believe. Change every heart. Fill every life. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. We can just have 2 minutes. Anybody want to pray, you can pray out loud. Pray short, pray spontaneously. It doesn't have to be a perfect prayer. Just pray quickly to the Lord.
Thank you.
Lord,
for filling me with your spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.